This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A spirit-filled quarterback announced on Monday that he was declaring for the NFL draft. He says it was a difficult decision that his pastor helped him reach. Find out more after this break.
Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Dr. Hakeem Collins, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and make sure that you sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
On January 6th, University of Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa declared his eligibility for the 2020 NFL draft, saying his decision was a leap of faith. Tagovailoa burst onto the college football scene 3 years ago, touting his faith in Jesus Christ and saying he spoke in tongues during a national championship win. Tagovailoa suffered a major season-ending hip injury in November against Mississippi State and underwent surgery to repair it the next day. Ever since, he says he and his family have prayed diligently about the decision to turn pro, and that during that time, he also sought advice concerning the decision from his pastor, Chris Hodges of Church of the Highlands, and from international evangelist Perry Stone. Despite his injury, many NFL experts have Tagovailoa going high in the first round of the NFL draft in April. But although Tagovailoa says he is content with his decision, he says none of his doctors have been able to give him definite answers on his health for the foreseeable future. He won't know for a month or two whether he'll be able to attend the NFL combines, workouts for teams prior to the draft. That means it's a big risk whether he'll remain a top pick or plummet into the later rounds, which results in far less money and investment from the team that chooses you. During his press conference, Tagovailoa said, "It pretty much boils down to one thing, and I think that's faith. It boils down to that. Coming from a family that has a lot of it, I'm definitely willing to take that challenge. We sought guidance from a good amount of pastors. My dad is really good friends with Pastor Chris at Church of the Highlands. I got to seek counsel from our pastors back home, and then also Pastor Perry Stone. They pretty much all said the same thing, follow your heart." Now he says it's all about having faith in God for his future. Pray for Tagovailoa and praise God for his courage to candidly discuss his faith on a national platform. And if you appreciate this story, you can hear more stories like it through our new Charisma Audio service. For more information, check out charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.